is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this hump day Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, want to remind you that we will be off the air tomorrow. Going to be with family on Thanksgiving Day. Appreciate Jerry Stewart providing you with a Thanksgiving Day show. Check it out if you will. It's a one-hour show. It'll repeat all 3 hours for tomorrow. And then, of course, Friday morning from 6 to 9. So send me a text message. Tell me if you enjoyed the show. Appreciate Jerry doing that for us so we can have a day off like you guys and celebrate with family. MERS News Service comes out with a survey of the votes. At the end of the year, they're always looking for the most conservative and the most liberal state representatives as well as state senators. We have a story pulled up. We're going to get into the details of it, go over the voting records of these elected officials, go through the qualifying votes that they monitor and judge these state reps and these state senators on. So we've got that story pulled up. Of course, you've heard it's being appealed to the appellate courts, possibly going to the Michigan Supreme Court. But Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, put out a list of Michigan's February 27th early presidential primary candidates. And Donald Trump's name appeared on the list. Last week, she had a deadline to release the initial list of candidates for president. And she said that candidates would appear unless they withdrew their names, something Trump wasn't likely to do, considering he filed a lawsuit in court of claims demanding to be put on Michigan's ballot. Benson said 2 months ago, I made clear that under Michigan law, anyone generally advocated by the national news media to be a viable candidate for either Republican or Democratic nomination for president would be listed on the ballot for the February 27th, 2024 primary. Unless a court rules otherwise. Three lawsuits, including one from Trump, were filed against Benson, challenging whether his name would appear. The judge heard the arguments in the three cases. And according to the Court of Claims, no names were omitted from the list. One of the other cases, Bob LeBrant, a lawyer named as a plaintiff in one lawsuit, said he would be seeking an appeal, saying that the case could go to the Michigan Supreme Court and then possibly to the United States Supreme Court. We're asking that this case be fast-tracked because the Secretary of State has to prepare the list of names who appear on the primary ballot. And with the end of the year session coming through the legislature, this is going to end up having to be done by the courts. Michigan presidential primary will be held February 27th. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I am a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly for disaster relief. I have led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how could I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, U.S. Senate. Paid for Doc Sherry for Senate.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct, do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. 2023, this legislative year. Well, the analysis is reporting in from MERS News Service, where they've analyzed the last 20 years. This goes from 2004 to this year, 2023. 20 years analysis showing the House, the State House in Lansing, whether they have trended conservative or liberal. House rankings found that on average, the number of liberal scores for the Democratic lawmakers this year's legislative session, the one they just ended, was nearly 10 percentage points higher than percentages in previous years. This year, the Democrats came in at 94.5%. The conservative scores, when averaged, varied slightly, with 2023 showing really not a so significant drop from previous years, coming in at 65.4. Did you hear that? The Democrats at basically 95% liberal. The Republicans, conservative voting, 65%. A 30-point difference along party lines when you look at just the House. Now, in 2023, the majority floor leader, this is important to understand this point. He is the majority floor leader. Democrats control the House, two seats for the legislative session before they ended, 56 to 54. The majority floor leader leads the floor votes in the House chamber with their majority, the Democrats. Who is it? Well, Muslim Abraham Aishish, a Democrat from Hamtramck. Why did I say Muslim? Because he's joining Rashida Tlaib in the pressure on Biden to call out Israel to stopping the attacks in Gaza against the Palestinian Hamas-led group. He earned the title of being the most liberal House member. Why? Because he voted 98% of the time, being the most, absolutely the most liberal state representative. That in and of itself is not out of the ordinary. Former state representative Jack Minor earned a 100% liberal voting score back in 2004. But it's not typical for the entire caucus to vote so liberal. This year, 20 House Democrats voted for liberal progressive positions 96% of the time. And the remaining few were only separated by one vote on one bill, House Bill 4716, which expands how fees are collected from salvaged vehicle inspections, how it can be used by law enforcement. The lowest liberal rankings among the Democrats was State Representative Karen Whitsitt, Democrat from Detroit. You remember she's the one that went to the White House to meet with Donald Trump, thanking him for speaking out about ivermectin, which she believes saved her life. She literally felt she was on her deathbed. Heard the president talk about ivermectin. She questioned her doctor about it. He prescribed it for her, and she made an immediate recovery from COVID-19. Karen Whitsitt did not vote for the Abortion Reproductive Health Act on two bills using Medicaid dollars, Pure Healthy Michigan, to pay for abortions. And she would not support getting rid of the 24-hour waiting period, giving women time to see an ultrasound and go home and think about it. That's what drove her down to 86%. But this is interesting. You got 56 Democrats giving them a two-seat majority in the House. She's at 86%. Liberal, progressive. No other Democrat received lower than 92%. Do you see how the Democrats operate when they get the majority, even a two-seat majority? They get the speakership for Joe Tate. They then run all of their agenda items through. And then they rate the scoring of the voting records of the Democrats, and they are all at 92% liberal progressive voting records, except for one out of 56. And she's at 86%. Folks, this is how they do it. It is a perfect example of what you should do once you have the majority. Again, I hope and pray that the Republicans are watching this, that they're reading these stories. Because this is how you do it. When you get the majority, when you get the power, when you get the speakership, you ram your bills through, and then you hold the caucus accountable to the agenda. You got one rebel that's not going to have a absolute progressive liberal voting record, and she's still at 86%. Of the 49 roll call votes that MERS News Service used to assign the grading of these scores, Democratic members only voted against the majority, the Democrat Party, for their caucus, listen to this, four times. There was only four votes by Democrat state representatives that they did not vote in lockstep with the Democratic caucus. One of the votes, economic incentive legislation, State Representative Dylan Wegla, Democrat of Garden City, opposed the bill regarding the November's financial disclosure package, which progressive Democrats said didn't go far enough to address transparency requirements mandated through the passage of Proposal 1. This guy said it doesn't go far enough. So on purpose, MERS excluded this particular legislation in the vote. But when the bottom line is tallied, when you look at it, for this calendar year, this legislative year of 2023, the average liberal score was 94.5%. The highest score prior to this year goes back 16 years to 2007. Democrats then got a liberal score of 84.4. this year, with Governor Gretchen Whitmer in charge, it went up 10.1 points. Back then, it was Jennifer Granholm as the governor. Yeah, well, guess what? Whitmer beat Granholm. 94.5% liberal voting record by the Democrats. Nearly in every other year, going back through history, the average liberal position for the Democrats scored at a roughly 75%. 2022, 77%. Going backwards, 2021, 76, 2020, 73, 2019, 75, 2018, 78. And the list goes on and on and on. This is what you do when you have the power, when you have the majority. And I don't care if it's only one seat or two. You've got the majority, you got the gavel. This is what you do. And the thing of it is, about the Democrats, they don't even hide it. They don't even hide it. They don't hide their agenda. They don't hide anything. They lay it completely out there and tell you to your face, this is what we're going to do. These are the bills we're going to push. This is what we're going to get accomplished this year. And guess what? The other side can't do anything about it. It's that simple. They're not going to hide it because they've got the majority. It's that simple. And when it comes down to it, the difference between the Democrats, they don't care if they have bipartisan support on anything. They don't care. They're going to do what they want to do. Republicans, when they get in control, they've always tried to reach across the aisle and try to get a few Democrats to support their bills. Why? Why do you do that? It's because they feel that they need to be fair with the other side. That's how the Republicans approach it. We need to be fair with our fellow legislators. Democrats don't care. We're not going to be fair with them. Again, I hope that the Republicans are watching this. MERS News Service, looking at the 49 roll call votes on subjects ranging from electronic liquor rebate coupons to red flag and safe storage gun legislation, raising the marriage age to 18, and many others, found that State Representative Josh Shriver, I've had Josh on the show a couple of times, Republican from Oxford, came in with the most conservative voting record. We're going to talk about the conservative voting records. I'm going to wrap up this story on the other side of the break. And then we're going to talk about something that the governor signed yesterday. What was it? And how did it change the state of Michigan? Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan.